Rush. ZipRecruiter.com/rush is the smartest way to hire.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Widespread morning fog, otherwise cloudy skies today. Showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. High temperatures around 60 degrees.
Good afternoon, it's 4 p.m. and from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First, brought to you by Batteries Plus, located on Emmett Street, Charlottesville.
Flavanna County Public School officials say a direct threat forced them to cancel school for today. Law enforcement is investigating that threat.
The Virginia General Assembly is considering returning parole to the discussion, especially as it impacts those serving life terms for felonies they committed before turning 18. That means the new law could make D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo eligible for parole consideration. Malvo was 17 when he and a partner terrorized the D.C. Capital Region in 2002. 10 people were killed over a three-week period. The other shooter, John Allen Muhammad, was executed in 2009.
Albemarle County supervisors took a closer look at next year's budget.
Chairman of the board, Ned Galloway, says now how to get the big projects done. That's what they're working on.
A couple supervisors mentioned the convenience center. I mentioned an intersection project out in Earliesville, but that's really kind of just starting to put some of those ideas out on the table, and it's really around a reserve that we set up last year. So while we're making a decision this year to put more money into that reserve, how much, if we should, the conversation of what can be paid out of that reserve is really a different process than through the budget.
Supervisors planning to leave the tax rate unchanged.
The Virginia Festival of the Book begins on March 18th, and it's announced its official closing program. According to the festival, through a partnership with the National Book Foundation, the festival will welcome 2019 National Book Award honorees. The afternoon at the National Book Awards will take place March 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center. It is free and open to the public and will be moderated by Lisa Lucas, the executive director of the National Book Foundation.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 47 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, bringing you exclusive coverage of CPAC 2020 beginning tomorrow morning, brought to you by ShowmastersGunshows.com, WCHV.
This is Fox on Justice. This is from an Orlando, Florida police body camera. Kaya Roll is being arrested. She's had zip ties put on her wrists, and she's being let out of her charter school. Kaya is 6 years old. But she wasn't given a second chance. She had kicked and punched staff members, but it calmed down by the time police arrived last September. She was taken to a juvenile facility, then given over to her grandmother, who released the video to the Orlando Sentinel. Officer Dennis Turner told school officials that arresting a 6-year-old was a record for him. All